Next, we have an LOS that asks us to define and compare the spot curve, yield curve on coupon bonds, par curve, and forward curve. A yield curve shows yields by maturity. Yield curves are constructed for yields of various types, and it's very important to understand exactly which yield is being shown. The term structure of interest rates refers to the yields at different maturities or terms for like securities or interest rates. The yields on U.S. Treasury coupon bonds by maturity can be found at treasury.gov, and several yield curves are available at bloomberg.com. The spot rate yield curve, or spot curve, for U.S. Treasury bonds is also referred to as the zero curve for zero coupon, or strip curve, because zero-coupon U.S. Treasury bonds are also called stripped treasuries. Recall that spot rates are the appropriate yields, and therefore appropriate discount rates, for single payments to be made in the future. Yields on zero-coupon government bonds are spot rates. Earlier in this topic review, we calculated the value of a bond by discounting each separate payment by the spot rate corresponding to the time until the payment will be received. Spot rates are usually quoted on a semi-annual bond basis, so they are directly comparable to YTMs quoted for coupon government bonds. A yield curve for coupon bonds shows the YTMs for coupon bonds at various maturities. Yields are calculated for several maturities, and yields for bonds with maturities between these are estimated by linear interpolation. A par bond yield curve, or par curve, is not calculated from yields on actual bonds, but is constructed from the spot curve. The yields reflect the coupon rate that a hypothetical bond at each maturity would need to have to be priced at par. Alternatively, they can be viewed as the YTM of a par bond at each maturity. Forward rates are yields for future periods. The rate of interest on a one-year loan that would be made 2 years from now is a forward rate. A forward yield curve shows the future rates for bonds or money market securities for the same maturities for annual periods in the future. Typically, the forward curve would show the yields of one-year securities for each future year, quoted on a semi-annual bond basis. The next LOS requires us to define forward rates and calculate spot rates from forward rates from spot rates, and the price of a bond using forward rates. As we've just seen, a forward rate is a borrowing or lending rate for a loan to be made at some future date. The idea here is that borrowing for 3 years at the 3-year spot rate or borrowing for 1-year periods in 3 successive years should have the same cost. For example, if the current 1-year spot rate is 2%, the 1-year forward rate 1 year from today is 3%, and the 1-year forward rate 2 years from today is 4%, the 3-year spot rate is the third root of the product of 1.02, 1.03, and 1.04 minus 1, which equals 2.997%. This can be interpreted to mean that a dollar compounded at 2.997% for 3 years would produce the same ending value as a dollar that earns compound interest of 2% the first year, 3% the next year, and 4% for the third year. We can use the same relationships to calculate spot rates from forward rates or to calculate forward rates from spot rates. For example, if the current 1-year spot rate is 4%, the current 2-year spot rate is 8%, and the current 3-year spot rate is 12%, we can calculate the 1-year forward rates 1 and 2 years from now. We know the quantity 1 plus the 2-year spot rate squared must equal the product of 1 plus the 1-year spot rate and 1 plus the 1-year forward rate 1 year from now. We can use algebra to solve for the 1-year forward rate 1 year from now, which is 12.154%. We also know the quantity 1 plus the 3-year spot rate to the third power must equal the product of 1 plus the 1-year spot rate, 1 plus the 1-year forward rate 1 year from now, and one plus the one-year forward rate 2 years from now. Equivalently, it must equal the quantity 1 plus the 2-year spot rate squared, and 1 plus the 1-year forward rate 2 years from now. We can use either of these relationships to solve for the 1-year forward rate 2 years from now, which is 20.45%. We can value a bond using forward rates. For example, the current 1-year rate is 4%, the 1-year forward rate 1 year from now is 5%, and the 1-year forward rate 2 years from now is 6%. To value a 3-year annual pay bond with a 5% coupon and a par value of $1,000, we discount the first $50 coupon payment by 1.04, the second coupon payment by 1.04 times 1.05, and the principal and third coupon payment by 1.04 times 1.05 times 1.06. This gives us a value of $1,000.98. We finish this topic review with an LOS requiring us to compare, calculate, and interpret yield spread measures. A yield spread is the difference between the yields of two different bonds. Yield spreads are typically quoted in basis points. A yield spread relative to a benchmark bond is known as a benchmark spread. For example, if a 5-year corporate bond has a yield of 6.25% and its benchmark, the 5-year Treasury note, has a yield of 3.50%, the corporate bond has a benchmark spread of 625 minus 350, or 275 basis points. For fixed coupon bonds, on-the-run government bond yields for the same or nearest maturity are frequently used as benchmarks. The benchmark may change during a bond's life. For a 5-year corporate bond, when issued, the benchmark spread is stated relative to a 5-year government bond yield, but 2 years later, when it has 3 years remaining to maturity, its benchmark spread will be stated relative to a 3-year government bond yield. A yield spread over a government bond is also known as a G-spread. An alternative to using government bond yields as benchmarks is to use rates for interest rate swaps in the same currency and with the same tenor as a bond. Yield spreads relative to swap rates are known as interpolated spreads or I-spreads. I-spreads are frequently stated for bonds denominated in euros. As we noted in an earlier topic review, floating rate securities typically use LIBOR as a benchmark rate. Yield spreads are useful for analyzing the factors that affect a bond's yield. If a corporate bond's yield increases from 6.25% to 6.50%, this may have been caused by factors that affect all bond yields, which we may think of as macroeconomic factors, or by firm-specific or industry-specific factors, which we can think of as microeconomic factors. If a bond's yield increases, but its yield spread remains the same, the yield on its benchmark must have also increased, which suggests macroeconomic factors caused bond yields in general to increase. However, if the yield spread increases, this suggests the increase in the bond's yield was caused by microeconomic factors such as credit risk or the issue's liquidity. A disadvantage of G spreads and I spreads is that they are theoretically correct only if the spot yield curve is flat, so that yields are approximately the same across maturities. Normally, however, the spot yield curve is upward sloping, which means longer-term yields are higher than shorter-term yields. A method for deriving a bond's yield spread to a benchmark spot yield curve that accounts for the shape of the yield curve is to add an equal amount to each benchmark spot rate and value the bond with those rates. When we find an amount which, when added to the benchmark spot rates, produces a value equal to the market price of the bond, we have the appropriate yield curve spread. A yield spread calculated this way is known as a zero volatility spread, or Z-spread. An option-adjusted spread, or OAS, is used for bonds with embedded options. Loosely speaking, the option-adjusted spread takes the option yield component out of the Z-spread measure. The OAS is the spread to the government spot rate curve that the bond would have if it were option free. If we calculate an OAS for a callable bond, it will be less than the bond's Z-spread. That difference is the extra yield required to compensate bondholders for the call option. That extra yield is the option value.